Now, the Midwest Family Player of the Week, sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center and MailMax.
This is Dave Wolf, WSJM Sports. Our Midwest Family Player of the Week is Samantha Dietz of Waterville Elite High School Volleyball. Earlier this week, I had a chance to stop by Waterville Elite High School and talk to Samantha and her coach, Edie Doherty. I'm Dave Wolf, WSJM Sports. I'm here with our Midwest Family Player of the Week, Samantha Dietz of Waterville High School Volleyball. So first off, congratulations.
Thank you.
So this is the week that was for Samantha, and this is quite lengthy. So Waterville Elite won the SAC Lakeshore Division title with a 3-0 win over Coloma. Then Waterville Elite played in a double duel with Holland Black River and Saugatuck, where you beat both of them 2-0 each. Then the Waterville Elite won the St. Joe Invitational, going undefeated. And in the process, Waterville Elite beat Division I Kalamazoo Central in the semifinals and Division I Lakeshore in the championship game. During the week, 105 kills, 35 assists, 50 digs, 12 blocks, 9 aces. In the St. Joe tournament alone, you had 71 kills. So it's pretty much safe to say that your favorite place to play is in front of the net.
Oh, yes, for sure. But I do love back row, too.
Well, I mean, it's proven that you've had 50 digs and so like that. You know, it's defensive and offensive part of the game, but the offensive part of the game is pretty much your best part.
Yes, I do really enjoy offense, but it starts with our good defense in the back row.
Volleyball is simply bump, set, spike. Maybe it sounds like a cliche, but it's essentially that. And from what your coach turned in, it pretty much Waterville has that down to a T, bump, set, spike.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, everybody's working together. It starts off with having a good block and then coming in with the defense, covering tips and good attacks, and great sets turn into great hits. So, yeah.
Well, you said great sets. Your teammate, Grace Chizik, was also nominated. Out of that same week, she had 164 assists. So it's probably safe to say that a majority of those were to you.
Yes, for sure. But we have everybody that can attack. Everybody, we all have 6 hitters on the court at once, including Grace. If she gets taken out of system where she can't set, she's also a great attack option. So
do you guys use the libero then?
We do.
I know those times where those spikers like you kind of hate getting taken out of the game, but it's for a good purpose. And, it gives you a break.
Right, for sure. And when you know that it's not just you and you have other options, it's nice to know that also.
And the level of play doesn't go down when you go out for really just one rotation.
Right, yeah. I mean, everybody's got each other's back, so everybody knows when they need to step in and do their part.
Now, to top that off, you had 9 service aces, so you don't really have to worry about playing defense if the ball isn't returned.
Right, that's true, but comes back sometimes, so we got to be ready.
Okay, now I know you play basketball and softball here at Waterville Elite, so can you describe how each of those other sports kind of translate into playing volleyball?
There's a big group of us that play all 3 sports, or if not 2, and sticking together has created great chemistry on and off the court or the field, and it's not like we get tired of each other. We're all like, all right, let's just keep going. It's one big family.
You have any specific college plans after high school? I mean,
not really. I'm kind of waiting still to hear back from some schools, potentially play softball in college.
So is softball then your favorite sport? I mean, I know your volleyball coach is here. Your dad is the athletic director and basketball coach. So I promise we won't tell him. And your coach is just kind of simply laying in the weeds right now in volleyball here.
I would say softball, but I mean, I don't have really a least favorite. I mean, I love to go to all 3. I will put in time for any of them, but yeah.
And who's to say you can't play college softball, volleyball, and basketball? There's no reason why you can.
Right, and it's a lot of work with school and everything, but yeah.
Her coach at Waterville Elite is Edie Doherty. I pointed out to her that Samantha has been nominated before this season.
Yes, I have nominated both of these athletes several times. I'm very happy that they're being recognized.
You know, it just goes to show that the level of play has been consistent all season long.
Yes, it is. Yep. They're a dedicated team. They work really hard for one another. They really all seem to enjoy what they do, and it makes it a lot of fun.
Now, since she plays 3 sports, do you find that she's easier to coach?
She's always been a coachable kid. I think I've known her since she was like in 6th grade. So from that point, she does a great job in all 3 sports.
So how much is a team leader? I mean, is she one of those players that you can just let her go and she'll help either, you know, coach the younger players? And does she coach more than you, really?
Sam coaches through how she plays, so how she is on the court, and she does a great job mentoring the younger players. So, yes, definitely.
In addition to volleyball, she also plays basketball, where her dad Ken Dietz is the head coach. She also plays softball. In the classroom, Samantha carries a 4.05 GPA. Our Midwest Family Player of the Week is Samantha Dietz of Waterbleed High School Volleyball.
The Midwest Family Player of the Week is sponsored by the St. Joseph Banking Center and South Haven Banking Center of Sturgis Bank, serving Berrien and Van Buren counties, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, and by MailMax,